When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
June 8th, 2002. The crowd roars in excitement in the stands of the Philippe Chatrier Central Court. But when the referee calls for silence, everyone instantly falls quiet. One of the two players is about to serve for the match, and not just any match. The women's tennis final of Roland Garros, one of the most significant tournaments on the circuit. The 20-year-old woman gazes at her opponent at the other end of the court. She knows her rival won't give in, that she has already saved numerous match points throughout her career, and despite the intense hour and a half of play they have been playing, she is far from exhausted. It's all going to come down to mental strength. The heat is sweltering, as much as the pressure from the eyes of the 15,000 spectators fixed upon her. She needs to clear her mind, not let herself be overwhelmed. Like during practice, just like practice, she repeats to herself while brushing the clay court behind the baseline with her foot. She positions herself, loosens her wrist, and takes a deep breath. The next moment, her racket slams the ball, which smashes into the service box at a speed approaching 200 kilometers an hour. The impact resonates in the stadium like a crack of a whip. The movement is precise, powerful, with a slight slice on the right outside of her opponent. If the player across the net manages to return the ball, there will be an open court on the backhand side. But her opponent is no ordinary player. With a swift movement, she has anticipated the trajectory and positioned herself perfectly at the last moment. Because this isn't the first time they've played against each other. The two competitors know each other well. Very well indeed. They are sisters. On one side, a seasoned and respected champion. On the other, one of the greatest athletes of the 21st century. And in June 2002, at the Roland Garros tournament final in Paris, their careers are just beginning. Hello, I'm Fabrice. Welcome to Fabulous Destinies. Her career, her rivalry with her sister, as well as her political and social commitments, have left a mark on the history of tennis. Charismatic, determined, fierce, yet also human, she has risen to the pinnacle of her discipline and shattered all records. Her name, Serena Williams. From her challenging childhood to her triumphs, discover her fabulous destiny. Serena is one point away from victory on this June 8, 2002 at Roland Garros. But in response to her serve, her eldest sister, Venus, delivers a powerful return like a cannonball. Serena bends her legs and absorbs the impact. her muscular thighs brace to accompany her arm and put the full weight of her body into her next strike. She hits the ball with the brutal yet calculated force of a conqueror, ready to do anything to defeat her opponent. But Venus is agile. With a well-placed backhand, she catches her sister off guard and lures her to the net. The drop shot is excellent, but it's not enough to win the point. Serena runs across the court at incredible speed. Her blonde braided hair flies in all directions, but her eyes remain fixed, focused, fierce on the ball. She finishes her run in an athletic split and manages to slide her racket just before the second bounce. Venus has moved closer too, and for a split second, as the ball hangs in the air, the two sisters lock eyes. A shiver runs down Venus's spine. More than ever, she senses her younger sister's determination, her voracious desire to win at all costs. Despite being the last in the line of five sisters, finishing second is never an option for her. As a last resort, she tries to lob her opponent, but this time, Serena anticipates. She leaps backwards, jumps with all her might, and with a roar of rage, smash! Game, set, and match! Serena Williams triumphs over Venus Williams. A thunderous applause echoes through the stands. Everyone salutes this breathtaking performance. The two sisters then fall into each other's arms, congratulating and consoling one another. A wide smile graces their faces because, in a way, they've both won today. It's the beginning of one of the most beautiful rivalries in high-level sports. Serena was born on September 26, 1981, in Michigan, in the United States. She has four older sisters, including Venus, who is a year her senior. The Williams family is very poor and decides to move to the tough and underprivileged suburb of Compton in Los Angeles. At the age of three, Serena starts learning to handle a tennis racket and takes her first steps on the run-down neighborhood court. But incidents are not uncommon in the area. Drug deals, assaults, gang confrontations, the young girl witnesses it all as she learns the basics of the sport that will make her famous. Fascinated by her potential as well as Venus's, their father, Richard, decides to coach them himself. He quits his job and becomes their full-time coach with a simple goal in mind: to make his daughters champions. It's a bold decision. At the time, seeing an African-American behind the net is far from common. Tennis is seen as a predominantly white and somewhat privileged sport. However, the Williams sisters quickly prove that they do belong on a tennis court. Before we continue with this episode, a quick break to give the floor to our partner, without whom this podcast could not exist. Don't go away, we'll be right back. First, it's Venus who shines with her tenacity and physical abilities. At the age of 11, she dominates the junior circuit of the United States Tennis Association with an impressive record, 63 wins and 0 losses. Serena remains in the shadow of her elder sister. Her talent doesn't go unnoticed, of course, but she's not the rising star of women's tennis. Determined to surpass Venus one day, she trains relentlessly and eagerly awaits the opportunity to turn professional and compete in official tournaments. In 1995, at the age of 14, she finally participates in her first real tournament in Quebec. But she's quickly sent home, eliminated in the qualifiers by fellow American Annie Miller. 6-1, 6-1, the defeat is bitter. Yet Serena doesn't let it get her down. She's certain her efforts will pay off. 2 years later, she's selected at the last minute to compete in the Chicago tournament. And this time, the world will hear about her. She's ranked 304th globally, but she defeats two top 10 players and reaches the semifinals. At just 16, the teenager finishes the year ranked 99th in the world. Her rapid rise is already making headlines in the specialized press, but no one yet suspects the feat she's about to accomplish. Serena Williams claims her first major title at the 1999 U.S. Open after defeating the world number one, Martina Hingis. In professional tennis, there are four particularly renowned tournaments: the U.S. Open, the Australian Open, Wimbledon, and Roland Garros. They're considered the most demanding, attracting the best players in the world for legendary showdowns. They are known as the Grand Slam tournaments. Winning one is a career-defining achievement. And who better as an opponent than her lifelong rival, her own sister Venus, to kick off one of the most impressive winning streaks in tennis history? In June 2002, after an intense 1 hour and 30 minutes of battle, Serena triumphs over her elder sister and wins Roland Garros. 3 weeks later, the Wimbledon final features the same matchup: Williams versus Williams. Serena wins again. In September of the same year, the younger sister takes the victory at the US Open. And in early 2003, she claims the top spot at the Australian Open, defeating her sister Venus once more. Serena becomes the world number one and simultaneously holds all four of the most difficult and prestigious titles in world tennis. Twenty years later, in 2022, Serena Williams retires from professional tennis at the age of 41. Her record is dotted with records and simply astonishing: 39 Grand Slam titles, 23 in singles, and 16 in doubles with her rival and partner, Venus Williams, of course. Also a four-time Olympic gold medalist, she's the most decorated tennis player of the modern era. Overall, she spent 319 weeks as the world number one, completely dominating all her opponents with her baseline game and powerful strikes. Serena has won it all. She pursued her goal to the end, despite numerous obstacles that came her way. She faced health issues and periods of demotivation. She confronted racism and sexism from the media and the public. Judged as too feminine to be considered the pinnacle of tennis history, regardless of gender, yet too masculine due to her athletic physique and clothing choices, Serena endured all the criticism, but she always embraced who she was: a strong, beautiful black woman, and wealthy. Indeed, by the end of her career, she's the highest-paid athlete in the world, a status she had to fight for throughout her life. Today, she's the mother of a 5-year-old daughter and remains deeply committed to fighting against discrimination and for gender equality. Serena Williams is a life inspiration unto herself, an icon of strength and beauty, a symbol of resilience and determination that will forever remain in the history of tennis and sports in general. Thank you for listening to this episode of Fabulous Destinies. Feel free to share with us stories that you would like to hear on your favorite listening platform or via Baba Bam's Instagram or Twitter page. We'll be happy to discover them.